When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. How would you like to win yourself a cabana for four, Wild Rivers Water Park, with $100 to spend on food and beverages? All you need to do to win that is share with us what you believe should be a new pool rule for the year 2025. Because I was looking at, every time you go to any pool, public, hotel, whatever, maybe not backyard, because backyard, you kind of get to write your own rules, which is kind of cool about a backyard pool. You don't want to. You want to
like
go
Wild West.
You want to go naked. You want to swim 25 minutes after eating instead of 30. You go nuts.
You want to eat backyard. In the pool. It doesn't matter.
But there are certain pool rules that I do feel no longer need to be enforced, and other pool rules that we should have that we don't have. For instance, if you're an adult swimming in a t-shirt, you should understand you're making everybody else uncomfortable.
So you're going to ban t-shirts in the pool?
I think that if you're an adult that has like a weird skin condition that's uncomfortable, you should wear a wetsuit maybe. But if you're wearing just a t-shirt, it just, I'm telling you right now, it makes everyone feel weird.
My brother-in-law has, and I sometimes he's listening, so I hope he's not listening. He has some sort of weird tattoo that nobody's ever seen. It could be 1,000 degrees out. We're all in the pool. He won't get in.
Really?
And he'll just be wearing a white shirt. It is weird, and Klein is right. Everybody's like, dude.
It's uncomfortable.
It's weird uncomfortable. Thing. And like, we don't care, you know?
I've got the official, like, pool rule sign that goes at most pools. And most of these rules, I mean, we've all seen them a million times. I don't think we follow a lot of them, but no lifeguard on duty, swim at your own risk. That just covers their ass legally.
Yeah, whatever.
Shower before entering the pool. That is a rule that
nobody does it.
Everyone wants to shower afterwards to get all the kid pee off of them. But very
or the chlorine.
Right.
Guys, the pool is the shower.
Right.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's gross.
And then if you want to really seal the deal, you get in the hot tub after and it just kills everything. So you're done.
That's what you hope for. And if you see that person who's going around and like adding the chemicals where they hold it up to the light and they're looking at it like, oh, look, it makes purple.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, whatever. That person, I like to get right near that person, swim right near those new chemicals, get the new ones
on that fresh chlorine
pot.
That's
very dangerous. Yeah. It's like acid. They're pouring acid and chlorine. Right. And you shouldn't get into that.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, when you get that like red eye thing because of all the chlorine. It's cleaning you.
They say no glass near the pool.
I agree with that because it's a huge pain in the ass. If somebody breaks a glass, you have to drain the pool and vacuum it out. It sucks.
And they've made plenty of adjustments with being able to drink alcoholic beverages that are not in glass containers.
Yes.
Like, there's a million things you can buy.
Yeah, but still.
To drink wine or drink, you know, by the pool without having it be glass.
A beer in a glass, a frosty mug, or in a glass bottle just tastes better. It just
get
does.
One of your red Solo cups that you love so much.
Nah, it gets warm too quickly. You got
get a koozie, dude.
Oh, just get a can, dude.
With
one of those koozies, yeah.
Get a koozie like Jake that says like one of those things like "I wish you were her" or some one of those stupid.
I wish you were her.
One of those stupid really hillbilly expressions.
I wish you were beer.
Any alive woman.
Right. these are the actual pool rules that exist. We'd like you to give us some new ones. Our favorite new pool rule, regardless of what it is, we'll get to tickets to go to Wild Rivers and a cabana and $100 for food and beverage. Children under the age of 14 years old shall not use the pool without a parent or adult guardian.
Dude,
in
nobody
attendance.
Does that either. I see kids that are definitely younger than that unsupervised.
A lot of parents use the pool as their babysitter.
Yeah, it's a bath and a babysitter.
Right. Done and
it's
done.
It's a lot of different things.
And then there's the, no rough play. Oh. No diving. I mean, all that crap.
Everyone's diving. You just have to dive properly. Here's a rule I would like to add.
Go ahead.
If you're with that guy who swims with goggles or a snorkel,
yes,
there needs to be a child that you're with. You can't just be an adult man with like a snorkel
pervy,
and goggles.
For
very
sure.
Pervy, right?
And goggles.
See, but then they should say
no. But the snorkel and the goggles is
perfect.
Problematic.
You're up to no good if you're just a man
what about
in the pool.
Just goggles.
If I'll put it this way: if there's no fish swimming and you've got snorkels on, you're a pervert.
There's no reason to be able
to
see.
Rings.
They should give you. They should give you one of those life vests to wear if you're an adult and you still want the snorkel that just says pervert on it in huge letters on the back so people know what they're dealing with.
I would also say that there should not be any excessive chair dragging. I don't want anyone to drag a chair more than 5 feet because you have people that are going to take the entire setup from one side of the pool and drag that crap all the way across to the other side so you can create some kind of big compound for you and your family.
Well, yeah, I
at
know.
Least pick it up.
Right, I get it. But then even picking it up, that's a funny thing to carry. Watching someone, a one person, try to carry a lounger chair is always
a funny move. Yeah.
Michelle, we're opening this up to you guys now at 800-520-1067. We need some new pool rules. Summer officially starts on Saturday. But the question is, which pool rules should we be adding to the list that we've all seen for all of our entire life? It's pretty much gone unchanged. What's up?
No Band-Aids in the pool.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Open wounds, I'll take all day over Band-Aids. She's right.
No one needs a soggy scab in the pool.
Yeah, those Band-Aids, they, like, float around. You end up, sometimes you come up, there's one on your head.
So you do want, you'd rather have an open wound
yes.
that's potentially bleeding into the pool?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the chlorine is for.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
It is a first aid kit and a bath.
Yeah, it does everything.
And the pool a babysitter.
Pool is the cure-all. Remember, like,
and
back
bathroom,
in, like...
bathroom, don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah.
Back in, like, the 1800s, they just put a leech on you for all problems. Here's a leech that'll solve whatever you have. It's like, I have a broken femur. Put a leech on it.
Leech won't come off in the pool.
Same thing with the pool now. The pool
I would say if you're over 300 pounds, you have to go off the diving board.
Just because it's funny?
Yeah, everyone wants to see the splash.
Jake, that's a good rule.
And you need to wear a shirt and a snorkel.
That's a great rule. That's how you must enter the pool if you're north of 300. Is diving board and high dive.
Get off the steps. Get over there.
Diving
rules
board.
Are rules.
Like,
read,
there,
fat boy.
Read the sign. Hey, Felicia on K-Rock. We're looking for some new pool rules up for grabs. We've got a cabana and 4 tickets to go to Wild Rivers. Plus, we'll give you $100 food and beverage. What's up?
Hey, guys. Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs. What is your new pool rule?
2 giant floaty limit for families. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to our apartment pool, and there's family with, like, 4 or 5 kids, and they all have giant floaties, and so you can't even swim in the pool.
That's a great point. A floaty limit. Some pools have a no floaty limit at all, but others, I agree. You don't need 1 floaty per person.
No, and sometimes they are, like, comically large. The floaties are like, or there's like a huge submarine one or a dinosaur one, and it's just massive.
I have a concept. We'll get to Brian in a second. But what if you're going to play catch in the pool with a football or a tennis ball, you have to first be vetted by playing catch outside the pool.
Oh, that is great.
By someone to confirm that you have enough athletic ability to even like be worthy of playing catch in the pool.
Yeah, because then you have to get in and out, or it's going to go fly over into my direction and splash me in the face.
Brian, you're on K-Rock. We're looking for new pool rules for the year 2025. Summer officially starts on Saturday. What's up?
Yeah, I think you keep like a rule like no splashing, but if you get splashed, you can't get mad. You're in a damn pool.
Yeah, I agree. I also hate getting splashed unexpectedly, but if I am by a pool that is full of people, I need to understand the fact that it's not like you're in the middle of you're not like on a golf course and you get splashed unexpectedly. You're like by a giant thing of water. You expect to get splashed.
No, but I'm not ready.
Oh, Allie, see, that's the problem. I agree with that guy.
Also would say that there should be a 2-minute limit on, like, easing into the pool. You know how people ease in?
Yeah. 2 minutes, you got to get in?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be easy for the fat people on the diving board. They jump right in. Hey, Erica, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. New pool rules. What's up?
So when you're in a lazy river and you've got the group of people who all link up, they're grabbing each other's hands, their feet, and then they cause this big roadblock in the lazy river and you can't get around them, so it's just a big traffic jam. You should not be able to link up.
Very specific.
No linking up in the lazy river that blocks the others from using the lazy river. That's a valid point right there, I think.
It's good for wild rivers.
Matt, good morning. You're on K-Rock. We're looking for new pool rules to add to the ones that we've seen forever. And by the way, this no diarrhea rule that's usually hanging on the sign, mostly by the hot tub, it says if you've had diarrhea, if you currently have it or have had it any time in the past, like 2 weeks, don't go in the hot tub. That rule, I think, is a good rule that people should live by, but no one's going to listen to it anyway. And no one wants to read about diarrhea.
If you have active diarrhea, I would imagine playing at the pool is something you're not really thinking about in that
moment.
I
like to live dangerously.
Yeah, some people like it.
I mean, Jake would never be able to go swimming.
That's a good point. Jake's never gone 2 weeks in his life without active diarrhea.
That's right. Let's go in the river.
With
the fishies.
Matt, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's
morning.
Up? What's your new pool rule?
Well, I'm thinking no snot rockets. It seems like when you go into a pool, sometimes the first thing people do is they just like dunk their head in, and then boom, snot rocket comes out.
Yeah, I know snot rockets should be added to the list for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I think kids can help it, though.
It's like not
the
just
snotty kids.
It's adults, though, too, dude.
I've never seen an adult do it.
Oh, I've seen adults do it.
It's the first way of them, like, clearing out there. Like, ah, I'm going for a little swim. Let me just go ahead and blow this snot rocket right
in
the pool.
Women do it more subtly, but everyone is doing it.
Yeah, I've had snot rockets float near me. Juan Carlos, good morning. Your pool rule 2025. What's up?
Good morning, sweet Dibs, net bangers.
Sweet Dibs, what's up, dude?
My new pool rule is going to be no cheating wives allowed.
Oh, you call? Oh, this is a guy whose wife cheated on him. It's fresh. No cheating wives allowed by the pool. That's a good rule. We should.
That applies to everybody.
That's a good rule as well.
Even that 300-pound guy.
Mouth to mouth CPR. Mouth to mouth CPR will only be given if you don't have one of those weird jewel baby teeth. That's an interesting rule as well. If you need that mouth to mouth CPR, you got to make sure your mouth is not all gangly.
That's get out of here. You're not allowed to be here.
That's a good
baby tooth.
Ashley, we got to wrap this up, but we got to give away this cabana. So, what do you got for us?
Please wear the right size bathing suit. No one needs to see butt crack. No one. That's not the thing to do.
And some people do the butt crack intentionally. It's in right now. Butt cleavage.
I feel like everyone should show up to the pool without a bathing suit. They go through some sort of a process.
To earn their bathing suit?
And then they're like, this is the one you'll be wearing. It's handed to them. And then
it's like the reverse of strip poker.
Yeah, you get the sense of it. You need this one. This is so big. That's right. That's exactly right. All right, Allie, we've heard a lot of rules here. There's no shortage of other people that would like to chime in.
I like the two pool floaty limit.
Two pool floaty limit per family. Yeah. Omar, is one stand out to you as a rule that should officially be added?
I mean, the snot rocket thing is so gross. Yeah man. I think you got to outlaw that for sure.
I agree.
I mean, if you're outlawing diarrhea, you need to outlaw snot.
Yeah. And for some reason, the snot rocket has become very commonplace.
Oh.
Congratulations, Mr. Snot Rocket. What's his name?
That's his name.
We're going to go with that now. Vanessa, what are you saying?
Matt.
Okay, we're going to call him Mr. Snot Rocket, like we said. Mr. Snot Rocket, you're going to go to Wild Rivers, where you can spread the word and make sure that no one snot rockets, and you're from your very own cabana. You can yell at everyone, and you get $100 for food and beverage. Quick break. Thank you for helping us save the pools. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all these calls. We'll be right back with more show and your ADD News next.